All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Street Level Strategies. I am joined today by Josh Tapp, sales manager at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. How are you doing today, Josh?
Phenomenal. How about yourself?
Doing so good. So good. I'm super stoked to have you with us here today. But first off, why don't you give a little bit of background to yourself, your business, share with the viewers kind of who you are, what you're all about.
Sure. On Instagram, I go by Josh Tapp, Mortgage Dad, because that's a huge part of who I am. I have four children, an amazing wife. And so I try and relate all my content to be a little bit more geared toward first-time home buyers and things like that. So that's really why I do what I do, is to help out my family and help out other families and make the process very stress-free and easy.
I love that. Okay, so we're just doing a little shout out here. It's The Mortgage Dad.
Yes, Josh Tapp, The Mortgage Dad.
Josh Tapp, The Mortgage Dad. So anyone listening today, want to get a little feel for a social guru here, let's go ahead and follow Josh.
I love it.
Wonderful. Okay, and how long have you been in the industry, Josh?
Since 2018, actually.
Okay, awesome. So not a little bit newer, but more recent. That we've had folks who've been in for about 20 years. But okay, so what were you doing before?
I was in sales, high-level sales over at VSP, and I've done a lot of different sales, but that's what got me into mortgages. With sales, you travel a lot, and my mentor was like, I can teach you all this stuff. Like, I can't teach you how you are with people, but like, I can teach you all the numbers of mortgage, and then you actually can make your own schedule, and that was super appealing to me, and from that point, it was on, so.
Okay, so it sounds like you had a mentor. Mentor brought you in, and it was enticing to be like, hey, I can kind of do my own thing. I can build my own business. I can, you know, very typical sales job, but wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it. Okay. Travel tons.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I know. We travel a lot too. So I'm very, very used to it. And so you're probably what? You're always out, you're traveling, doing stuff, seeing people. Are you kind of hitting the streets?
Yeah. I mean, like we always talk about in my office, like, what is your highest and best use as a person? Yeah. And me, my highest and best use is not being in the office and in, you know, surrounded by walls. If I can be out and about with people, that's going to be, you know, the best thing for me. So whether that's, you know, talking to referral partners, talking to clients, you know, answering questions, those kind of things. Yeah. So yeah, that's also part of my social media strategy too, is just get my name out there as much as humanly possible. So.
Wonderful. So you talked a little bit about referral partners. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of segue that way and talk a little bit about your referral partner relationships. How has Total Expert helped with your referral partnerships and your co-marketing partners, things like that? Let's dive into a little bit about referral agents.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for like real estate agents, it's been tremendously helpful for me and for our office, because really a lot of real estate agents don't have a good CRM. And so they're constantly worrying about, like, how do I continue to connect with my clients after we close? How do I do follow-up? How do I have reasonings? And so I connect with them. We upload their database into our system, and then we create those co-branded emails that go out to all clients. Okay. And I do that with those. I do that with my some of my financial planners as well as some of my CPAs, just because, again, it's not something they have built into their work time. So
awesome. Well, yeah, that's a really good point, right? So that you can also leverage, you know, not just referral partners, but you also can leverage any type of partner, like financial planners or other people like that. And so I really like that you're saying that you're leveraging, you know, not just, you know, your agents, but you're also, you know, co-branding with other folks as well and other partners, and leveraging the marketing assets that way.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That's awesome. Okay. Let's also transition here. Talk a little bit about when it comes to, you know, customer experience. So we talk a lot about that. And obviously social media is a big part of like getting out there. And what is the experience for a home buyer? So talk a little bit about how are you leveraging Total Expert to really build that customer experience?
Well, and it's one of those things where it's one more touch point. It's one more opportunity for them to respond. Like one of the things that you and I are talking about earlier is some of the emails that they will get, it might spark something in their thought process that maybe I didn't cover on our last mortgage review, or maybe the realtor didn't bring up. And you know, all those opportunities are opportunities for us to move forward and do more business. And so that's one of the things that I love is you can set up a few different campaigns for each of your clients, and it might spark something that, hey, now I want to go do this, or now I wasn't even thinking about this last time. And so it's a perfect opportunity. And then of course they respond, and you know, we're at the races.
Right. And that's the power really behind the journeys and the automated communication, because that may be an email or a touch point that we may, if we didn't have those journeys in place, then we could have missed those opportunities. And I hear so often from originators who are like, I got three more deals from this specific email that went out, that if I didn't send that or that journey wasn't on, I would have never, you know, heard from them, or I would have never, you know, resurfaced that opportunity. So I'd love to hear, have you had any experience with that in terms of automated communication, resurfacing deals, opportunities? Yeah. You want to speak a little towards that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll even give you, even touching on that too, is this was a database that a realtor had given to me because he just didn't have any CRMs. And so we uploaded all of his clients into Total Expert. And because of that, we just started sending out the journey campaign emails, and we got a response, and there was somebody that was very curious about buying a second home. And from there, it just kind of morphed into getting into the deal. But he's like, I haven't talked to that guy in 6 years. I totally forgot that he was in my database. And it's just, you know, again, it's, it just speaks to that value of like, yes, there's so many realtors that don't have the systems in place to really maintain their entire client base. And so that was just an opportunity. And again, it was just a one-off email, and they respond. Yeah. And of course it comes to me. I'm like, well, hey, I don't know you, but sure, let's talk about that. And then, you know, I get to bring that back to my realtor and go, this is sort of your referral, but it's really yours originally. It's just, I've, you know, helped to get this going.
Together on it, right?
Yes, exactly.
That is so cool. And it really speaks to the value of like the retention and the loyalty piece of like, this is a client that was working with you 6 years ago. And like, just because you reached back out and you still stayed connected with that client, you were able to, hey, they recognize your name and hopefully it was a good experience, right? With you, they want to come back and work with you. So really speaks to like the retention and the loyalty piece of why Total Expert and the power of these, you know, lifelong customer journeys are so powerful for those existing opportunities in your database.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it also reinforces to the realtor of like our ability to follow up. Totally. You know, it's a reminder of like, hey, we're on top of it every single time. Here's just an opportunity that presented itself 100%. Because we were willing to follow up. We did respond. We did have conversations. So
yeah, that's wonderful. And you said something earlier that I want to just circle back to. You talked about mortgage reviews. So talk to me about what that looks like for you. How often, you know, if there's other originators on, you know, listening right here, like what are the things that you're doing from a mortgage review perspective? How often, what does that look like, the process for you? You know, you want to talk a little bit about the power of those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it all goes back to having a very good conversation with them at the onset. You talk about their goals. You're talking about where they want to be in 2 to 5 years. You're talking about, you know, what their plans are. And also you're talking about things that really might not be in my purview. Like I'm going to talk about, hey, do you have a will or trust in place? Do you have life insurance? Do you have 401k? What have you spoken with a financial advisor? And I use all of that to be able to send out more referrals later. But usually I will meet either once a quarter or once every 6 months, depending on their schedule, just to review all those goals. You know, after we've closed the home loan, it's like, okay, now let's talk through this. This is what you said when we first started that you wanted to be about in 2 years. How are we on that journey now? Now that we're 6 months in, that gives you a year and a half. How are we doing on that? Or are we already ahead of ourselves? Or have we talked about these things? And it's just more of an opportunity to show our clients that it's not just about a home loan. It's not just about buying this home and you never see us again. It's, I want to take care of you. I have to make the joke of like, I'm helping you build the largest debt of your life.
Yeah.
So it's my job to help you manage that debt.
I think that's going to be a good quote for you, Josh. I think that's the quote that summarizes this whole entire conversation. No, that is so wonderful. And I love that you're saying that up front, you're talking about goals, because I was actually just at a conference this, you know, past week, and one of the speakers was talking all about customer experience. And from the consumer's perspective, it's like, they didn't want to get to know me. I was just a number, right? And so I love that you're saying like right up front, it's not about you being a number. It's about me sitting down with you and saying, what are your goals? What are your long-term goals? And how can I, beyond a home, also help you get and reach some of those goals in your life? And then you're continually checking in, right? Because there's one thing to say, hey, here are my goals, but it's another thing to say, I'm constantly going to check up and see how we're doing on those. And if that were me when I was a homeowner, if I had that experience to be able to say, hey, this person cares and is checking up and wants to know how things have changed, like that's something kind of unheard of. So I love that you're saying that you do that. And I think that that's a pro tip for anyone listening to make sure we're connecting on that level.
Yeah. I talked to a lot of my newer LOs about this too. It's because there's so many times they're like, oh, I'm brand new. What can I do? And I have to always remind them that it's not about the experience you have. It's about the experience you create for others.
Yep.
That it doesn't matter how long you've been in the industry. If you're focusing on creating a great experience for all of your customers, and I don't just mean your buyers, I mean also your realtors, your listing agent, all of them, because they're all your customers. If you're looking at creating the best experience for all of them, you'll always win. Having that focus about what experience are we creating, I think too many times people forget that, and they wonder why they're losing deals, because again, they're not focused on, well, how are they receiving me? You know, how are they feeling about this? Do they feel stress-free? Do they feel comfortable? Do they have peace? Yep. These are things we can always look for.
Yeah, it's how are they experiencing you, right? Mm-hmm. How do they experience you as the originator? Because it doesn't matter how, you know, it really matters about how they're experiencing you, because then they will come back and they will want to do more deals and want to leverage you to be that strategic advisor in their life.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. That's like pure gold, Josh. I'm like,
thank you.
This is amazing. Okay. Well, this has been so great even for me to hear. So I absolutely love this. I'm going to finish up with one quick question here, and
absolutely.
It's around, okay, what is, so if you could go ahead and talk through, so one thing that you should stop doing and one thing that you should continue doing for it. So give me a few nuggets there on how you're thinking about that.
I think it's funny because this is a struggle of mine, but I am working on getting better is really, again, focusing on my highest and best use and not getting so caught up in the things that I'm not good at. And so I have an amazing team here, and sometimes I need to just let go and let them. And I have trouble with that because I always, again, going back to the experience of like, this is what we've got to do. This is how we got to do it. So I need to be better at letting go and just trusting in that. The things I need to do more really is just, I encourage people. That's part of what I do and how I do what I do. And so I need to find more and more people to encourage. That's just the bottom line is, you know, whether it's realtors, whether it's financial planners, all these people that, you know, really, sometimes it's hard out there. One of the things we talk about in my B&I group is, you know, one of the loneliest things you can be as a business owner, because no one understands what you're going through. No one understands the hard days, the choices you have to make. And so, you know, I love being able to encourage people in those moments of like, hey, I see you, you're kicking butt, you're taking names, you're doing great. I'm sorry, maybe yesterday didn't turn out the way you wanted to, but that's yesterday and not tomorrow. You've got this.
Yeah. You know what? I think, Josh, that is so good. And that's really what sets you apart as an originator and a sales leader. And so I love that. And I'm going to say, keep on doing what you're doing. I think we need more encouragement in our day to day. So I absolutely love that. And I'm going to take that as a nugget too, to also focus on encouraging others as well. So
beautiful.
It has been absolutely wonderful, Josh, having you.
Thank you.
Taking the time and talking to us. I know our viewers do too. So thank you again. Appreciate it. And hopefully we'll have you on here again soon.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Josh.